What's your name, sir?
My name is Tito El Guajara.
Guajara? Who has Mr. Guajara?
I have.
The Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse will conduct your hearing at this time, sir, so just hold on.
Okay.
Mr. Guajara?
Yes?
Could you please state your name and your ABC number for the record?
Tito El Guajara, my name is Tito El Guajara.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the one allegation that's on your warrant of arrest. You were notified about this hearing on May 25th, and you signed a form that day. Do you remember that?
The 25th?
May 25th. You signed a form.
I signed a form on the 23rd, ma'am.
23rd? Let me look. I think I have a copy of it right here. Well, it says the 25th.
I got it here for the 23rd.
Okay, well, on May 25th, you signed a form that I have in front of me with your signature that notified you that the hearing would be today.
Yes.
And on that form was a list of your hearing rights. And one of your rights is that you could hire, at your expense, an attorney to represent you. Or you can represent yourself. So did you hire an attorney today, sir, or will you represent yourself in this hearing?
Help somebody to help me because I want to get out of here. We should see if I don't get promoted back again.
Okay, sir, but one of your rights is for this hearing that you could hire an attorney if you wanted. Did you hire an attorney or were you working by yourself?
I haven't had an attorney because I haven't had enough time to get one.
Okay, sir, so you're representing yourself today?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. The attorney is optional. You don't have to have it.
Okay,
so sir, the members of the board conducting the hearing today are the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, and my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct the hearing today. We also have with us in the room Mr. Turner, who's a community corrections officer who will represent the department and your parole officer in today's hearing.
Okay.
So, Mr. Rehova and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Rehova?
Yes, I do, ma'am.
Thank you. Mr. Turner?
I do.
Thank you. So, Mr. Rehova, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision. In phase two, we determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, Mr. Rehova, for phase one, I'm going to read this allegation to you, and I need you to tell me if it's true or false. Okay, sir?
Okay.
So here's the allegation. It is that you were in violation of condition number one, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within one working day of your release from ASPC Tucson on April 23, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Guajardo, is this true or false?
It's true, but I was looking for my kids at the time. I left that paper when I came out of prison.
Okay, so but you did say it's true.
Yeah.
Okay. Then, based on Mr. Bialva's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed in the criminal rights of company.
Second. Agreed.
Okay. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed by Dr. Ray and Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Grijalva, the board has found you in violation of your conditions, but we're coming to phase two of your hearing now. Before we start phase two, I'm going to ask Mr. Turner to give us all some background information. So just stay on the line, and we'll be back just in a second to talk with you and ask you some questions. Mr. Turner?
Mr. Guajara was released from ADC custody on 4/23/2018 and arrested on 5/12/2018 by Tucson PD, no new charges. He was returned back to ADC custody on 5/12/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 11/30/2018 with 19 abscond days. Current conviction, aggravated assault, 2 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 1991, criminal trespassing, first degree, 1 year, 6 months. 1995, commitment B, count 1, narcotic drug violation, 5 years. 1995, commitment B, count two, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2008, forgery, 2 years. 2011, narcotic drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. This is his fifth term in ADC with a CUIR score of 4.4. Mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 3. No STG information is noted. Prior terms on supervision, 1992, transitional to parole release, completed 6 months. 1999, TIS release, absconded for 10 months, 25 days, arrested and revoked by BOEC. 2010, TIS release, absconded for 19 days, arrested, revoked by BOEC. 2013, TIS release, absconded for 58 days, arrested, reached CSED in custody. Disciplinary is significant with drugs and false reporting noted. Other arrests, there were other arrests, but the charges were either dismissed or not filed. Here's a GB score of G3B4.
All right, thank you, Mr. Turner. So, Mr. Grijalva, it looks like you were, when you were released, you were going to live at the Exodus House on Country Club in Tucson?
Yes.
So, did you go there, to the Exodus House?
Because I didn't think that I went, I didn't find it, so I got late, so I had to go to the street.
Okay, and where'd you go?
I went to my cousin to sleep, and then by the time I got, I know that I got later.
Okay.
I was trying to find a paper and my boss, my cousin, found it.
Okay, so you went to your cousin. So you didn't know who your parole officer was, or how?
No, but I got, the paper got out, and I didn't know where to go.
Okay.
Who be there.
You didn't think to just ask and say, where's the parole office in Tucson?
I'm not sure, but I didn't. I know I missed out.
Okay, sir. We don't have any other notes about you. Were you using drugs when you were out on release?
No, I wasn't.
You were not? Okay. Were you working? What were you doing for work?
I was looking for work.
You were looking for work?
Yeah, because I work at the labor force.
Okay, so like day labor kind of work?
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of job skills do you have?
I have an AC, landscaping,
okay.
Security.
Okay, there's a lot of work in that field. What were you doing when the Tucson PD picked you up?
They picked me up again on Hurricane Campbell. I was not doing much wrong.
Well,
somebody just said that who was me, and then I just said that it was me, so they got me for. For our family.
Okay.
I was looking for her, and I was looking for a friend of mine.
Okay, sir. All right. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Any questions? Okay, Mr. Grijalva, we're coming toward the end of your hearing. I want to give you the opportunity, if you'd like, to make a final statement without repeating something you've already told us. Is there anything else you'd like to tell
us? I would like to see her here, taking a chance, all right, and see if I could do it right here, time, because I'm trying to get my life to go to church, trying to go back to school, I'm trying to get my job back, I'm trying to become a citizen of this place, and I'm trying to be a better father for my two kids that I have right now with the girl named Jamie from the Maria Grijalva. She's the one that I'm looking for, and then the one I want to be with. But I can't find her to see if we can get together and start a new life without going back to UVA or to college and start my life back again.
Okay.
That's all I have to say now.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Grijalva. The board is going to go into discussion now and make a determination. We just ask that you remain on the phone and remain silent, and we'll be back with you in just a moment.
Okay.
The board is now in discussion. Mr. Grijalva is an individual who has absconded for 19 days on his current stint of community supervision. He has three prior terms of community supervision in which he absconded each of those times as well. Based on this, I'm not seeing him as a good candidate for community supervision, but I'll listen to any input from fellow board members. Okay, then I'm going to make a motion based on information in warrant 2018W1237. I move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Grijalva as he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by absconding for 19 days.
Second. Agreed.
All right. Motion by myself, seconded by Dr. Wright, agreed by Mr. Neal and Mr. Quinones. Okay, back to you, Mr. Grijalva. You heard the board's vote, and the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. We're currently showing you with a release date of November 30th of 2018, and after that date, when you're released, you won't have a parole officer to worry about, so you won't have to report in anywhere. But we can't ignore the fact that you were released and you were supposed to go to your parole officer, but you just didn't. So we wish you the best, sir, and hope that we never see you back here in Orange again, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
I'll give you the November 30th, right?
November 30th is what we're showing.
Okay, thank you.
So thank you, sir, and this concludes your hearing. If you give the phone back to the CO3, we appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.